Anthony Parker clearly remembers his son AJ's first day at Lagniappe.
We dropped him off. He hugged myself and my wife. And he said, well, bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. I'm going to have fun. He looked at the school and never looked back at us. And it was just, my wife felt a little saddened because she wanted him to kind of cry. But I could do nothing but laugh. And I was ecstatic that he was excited to be there.
Parker and his wife chose Lagniappe for its small class size. AJ thrived there.
And he's never once uttered the words, I don't want to go to school. He is just excited every single day. And that's something that's rare.
So when the State Board of Education voted to close Lagniappe for special education violations, Parker was heartbroken. He describes the closure like a devastating breakup.
It's like having your first love leave you. You're head over heels in love with this girl or this guy, and this is the one. This is the one you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And then out of nowhere, it takes a left turn, and that person's gone.
And like someone reeling from a horrible breakup, he didn't want to get burned again. If he had to find a new school, he wanted to make sure it wasn't on the brink of closure. Parker still had the same priorities as the first time around.
You have a class size over 25, you're not going to get my son.
But now there was something else on his radar, finding out when the school's contract was up for review.
The fear of going through another school closure is a real fear, and it's something that we don't want to have to deal with again.
Parker considered moving AJ to a private school. He himself grew up attending private schools in New Orleans. They're a lot less likely to close. But
I feel as if there are certain valuable lessons to be learned within the public school system, with just life lessons that just can't be taught. It's a cultural change when you go through private schools.
So he and about 80% of Lagniappe families entered the main round of OneApp. RSD staff came in to help families weigh options and fill out the application. Students from closing schools get highest priority in OneApp, ahead of sibling and geographic priority. Parker says he and some other parents put Lagniappe down as their first choice. Because the closure announcement came so late, it was still listed as an option. His second and first viable choice was Ben Franklin Elementary, and that's where AJ got placed. Overall, about two-thirds of Lagniappe families got their first choice. 9 didn't get placements at all. They'll enter the second application round, along with families that didn't participate the first time or want to try for a different school, like the school where a favorite staff member is headed. Parker has advice for other families enrolling for the first time or looking to switch schools.
Investigate. I thought the investigation I did in the schools signing my son up for this was thorough enough, but you got to know if the school that you're sending your child to is going to be up for renewal.
If it is, Parker says, be prepared for the possibility it might close. At Lagniappe's kindergarten graduation, AJ won the school's enthusiasm award. Parker hopes this experience won't dampen his son's enthusiasm. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.